Good morning, Nerd Clan. It is 6:30 a.m. on the way to the donut shop, and today I'm listening to Chapter 4 of Voyager, The Dunbonnet, a chapter that is very interesting, something that I think was, again, overlooked in the show. Little details, and I'm getting a much better sense of Jamie's loneliness and the ritual of changing back into a human to be with his family. It's funny because, you know, he is at the end of the chapter drinking the blood of a stag, but he's also talking with Fergus and Rabby and young Jamie about hair and shaving and Adam and Eve and women and the whole thing. It's an interesting chapter. The dichotomy between the human Jamie and animal feral Jamie. My recollection of the show is that obviously they did include the Dunbonnet. They did include Cave Jamie, as we all have come to lovingly know him. But I remember also Cave Jamie showing up and just being there for a little bit. Just being there. Just showing up, and there he is. And it was as though the writers knew, okay, we have to have Cave Jamie in here. Okay, so let's put him here. And let's just have him do this one thing or whatever. Like, I remember him showing up with the big beard and the hat and it was Cave Jamie. But my sense of it from the show was that it was not 7 years. And he didn't really do anything. Like, it didn't do anything to change him. It didn't do anything to alter him overall. And that would be okay, I think. But they also didn't show it really, in my recollection, any loneliness. It didn't show him drinking the blood of a stag. At least that's my recollection. I'm happy to be proven wrong. But it didn't show him hunting the deer. It didn't show this kind of ritualistic prayer that he's doing, that he learned from his uncle. Like, if Cave Jamie is important, and so far I don't know how important Cave Jamie really is, you have to show me how lonely he is. You have to show me like, this is kind of his penance, and not necessarily for, you know, being rebellious or fighting in a rebellion. It's just his penance for the things that he's done in his life, and letting Claire go, and if you wanted to say it, you know, killing people, or, you know, this is just something that he has to go through, and this is what he has to operate under.